Aircheckdownloads.com.
Right, shall we tackle Thursday? Let's do it. Short week, of course, nearly the weekend again already. More sunshine today after a bit of a cloudy start in Sussex. And I love this song, Sweet Female Attitude, Flowers, to kick off the show. Good bunch of songs to get you into Thursday morning. We're up and running. Hope you're feeling fit and well. Hope you had a good night's sleep. It's Chris Bailey with you here this morning at More Radio Breakfast with Little Mix. My partner Fran pointed out that there must be a Little Mix wedding on the horizon very soon, because Leanne just had a Hindu party on a luxury yacht, a very exotic location. And my partner's got hers coming up, her hen party later on this year. I don't know if it's going to be quite on the same level. So yeah, she was getting a little bit jealous looking at the photo. I said, you can have your luxury yacht. I'm sure for the budget, you'll get one. It might just have to be off the coast of Worthing in November or December, but you'll get your yacht. So let me play this for my partner this morning, quite apt. Nick Jonas, Jealous. She won't be up and listening yet. It's fine. I'll get away with this. More Radio Breakfast.
I don't like the way he's looking at you.
Hello, good morning, More Radio Breakfast. I'm Chris Bailey. So here we are, 1st of June, summer, and the Isle of Wight Festival, 16 days away. Pulp, George Ezra, Chemical Brothers and Robbie Williams headlining. If you got your tickets, looking forward to that one, and not long to go now. Russell Howard at the Brighton Dome this month as well, 15 days to go. 9 days until the French Open tennis final. We've been upsetting the French. Well, when have we not been upsetting the French? Cam Norrie, British number one. He's knocked out two French players now. Good luck to Cam in the next round. And 24 hours to go, not long, until Jack the Lad is back with us right here in the studio at More Radio Breakfast. More guaranteed Friday fun with him tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see him. You can hear Flip Reverse, by the way, with Tom Lindsay and Jack. I'll replay that very soon on the show this morning. And next up, Niall Horan. He's performing, actually, at Isle of Wight Festival. His tune, Meltdown, and let's do KSI with Youngblood, Patience.
Breakfast with provincialwindows.co.uk.
More Radio Breakfast.
Yet another way you can vary that announcement is
Tom, Lindsay, and Jack.
More Radio. With it all.
KSI with Young Blood, that's Patience. You're listening to More Radio Breakfast. Wakey wakey, here we go. Thursday morning, and Liam and Noel, summer 2025. That's the rumour for an Oasis reunion. You may have heard me and Tommy talking about this on More Radio a couple of days ago, and I know what you're thinking. You just don't believe it. You don't believe it. It's not going to happen. Well, this might be the one. There's several reasons, okay? Liam and Noel, putting their differences aside, apparently, for four epic shows. Rumour is they're being planned at the moment. It coincides with the 30th anniversary of What's the Story, Morning Glory. Next year will mark 30 years since they split up. You see, there's lots of these little anniversary dates that point to why they would be doing it. It's a weird one, though, isn't it? Because if they do call it a truce, well, then that's it. The hype is kind of just over. You know what I mean? The will they, won't they hype. Like the build-up to Christmas that just goes on and on and on. There's so much talk about it, and then suddenly, boom, it's just over. Anyway, 1st of June, why am I talking about Christmas? Feels appropriate to play this, though, because it could be 2 years, just 2 years now, until Oasis get back together for a reunion. Here's Wonderwall.
Aircheckdownloads.com.